Blog Talk Radio.
And teaming up
for the first ever
nationwide 24-day challenge. Lock arms with other champions.
24 days of support.
24 days of teamwork.
24 days to a healthier, happier you.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Don't miss out.
I'm all in.
I'm all in.
We're all in.
Are you?
Welcome to our I guess it's our midway refresher call. The end of the pay period, we're super excited for so many people who have accomplished great things. New pins are hitting, new pins are being earned, new advisors. I think the most thing that excites me the most is the amount of new distributors and new advisors that are coming into our team. There's a season for, and you'll learn this as you go along, there's a season for lots of pins where we're going to make a big pin push, where we're going to push you to go after and reach for a new pin. I think right now, though, we're in a season of recruiting. We're in a season of planting lots of seeds and bringing lots of people in, helping them find their fit in the world of Advocare. And it's exciting times. Awesome, awesome time to be a part of this. I don't know where you're at right now, but where I'm at, it's freezing. Lots of ice. We've been snowed in for iced in for a couple of days. Didn't stop many of us, and it's funny, in Tennessee, there were many of us who were without power, without electricity, but still found a way to close it out, and that's a true champ, to be working by candlelight or going to somebody's house where you get some service and something along those lines to close out the pay period. So what an awesome close it was. And the close is great, and I was talking to a few of our new distributors of our team, just about the close and how it, what it looks like and what that day is you know, the close isn't just Tuesday of the end of the pay period. It's really, you know, the two-minute drill starts on Thursday. But your close is just a kind of a benchmark. It's not the end-all. If you're really working this business properly, then you're working day to day to day, and the close is just kind of one of those little benchmarks, kind of measuring sticks for you to say, here's where I'm at up to this point. It's not like, you know, some people believe that if I don't work, you know, well, I don't have any volume, I don't have any distributors, I'll start on Wednesday. I'm going to go all at it Wednesday. And really, that's just deceit, because you have to continually work. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, that the work you're doing right now is not for right now. The work that you're doing now is to pay you in June, July, and August. Just trust me on this. I've been talking about this for a year, for 2 years. You're working, you're planting seed. That's why it's so important now that you work and you go all in now. And you go all in for it with a new wave of energy and excitement now. So, and many of you are doing it, and we're seeing those things, especially in our PGV of 3K and in our distributors. So welcome to our Night of Champions. And tonight we've got a very special champion that's with us that's going to be featured in our veteran spotlight. You're going to hear from her. You've seen me, hopefully you saw the promo today, and you've got to watch her and Michael's video. But Christine Baker is a phenomenal leader in this company, and her and Michael are great friends to us, and we have great memories with them over the past few years, and they're just wonderful people, and there's nobody I'd rather you hear from tonight than her. She speaks with passion, she speaks with vision, and you're truly going to be blown away. When I hear Christine speak, because she and Michael were mentored directly underneath Bob and Jenny Dolly, they're in that massive organization. That when I hear Christine share, and when I hear her train, I feel like I'm listening to a little Jenny, a Jenny Donnelly, because they usually begin to train and talk like the people who mentored you, and that's the way Christine is and Michael is to me. So we love them so much. I can't wait for you to hear her tonight. I know that she's going to have something awesome for us all. But before we get to there, let's recognize some of you champions who've done an incredible job this past pay period in this benchmark, and 3K being the mark. Now, here's something I wanted you to notice about 3K is, excuse me, a little bit under the weather, excuse me, is what I'm looking at when I looked at our 3K status, as not all of it is just someone bringing in an advisor. Some of it is people helping other people work their way to advisor. And that is awesome. You don't have to just hit 3K simply by having one person get to advisor on your team. That's the easiest, simplest way to do it, but just to continually help people. I've heard Diane McDaniel say that all they do in business is continually help people get to advisor, whether it be all at once or over 3 pay periods or 2 pay periods. That's all their business is, helping people get to advisor. So congratulations to these guys and gals, 3K and beyond. So I'm just going to call them out: 3K, Stephanie Parker, TJ and Casey Overstreet, Brandon Lambert, JJ and Twyla Jacob, Angie Bierman, Holly Curry, Jason Stokes, Matt Pinnell, April Smith, and Carrie Weller. Congratulations to all of you who went over 3K. That's an awesome job. Now, this past pay period, we had within our team 46 people get to advisor. So that's an awesome thing. 46 people began their rookie pay period. And that's great. And that's because we have some of the top recruiters. Now, understand, when you hear the word recruiter, we're not just talking about, it's not just signing someone up for the sake of signing them up. Not at all. It is not going to work that way. You've got to sponsor them. You've got to help them. You've got to be their friend and mentor. So congratulations to these guys. And everyone I'm going to call now, you have to bring in at least 3 people to get on the list. So these are the people that did 3 people: Sarah Potate, Gary Barker, Denise Tibbins, Chris Roberts, Brian and Mary D. Allen, Nicole Kucherick, Gayla Ranlett, Brandon Firth, Casey Hughes, Carissa Piera, forgive me if I'm butchering these names, I'm sure I'm doing it, Whitney Dane, Hillary Reeder, Jordan Harold, Emily Pugh, Kerry Weller, and Brandon Lambert. All those guys brought in three. The next list is a group of people who brought in four new distributors this pay period: Casey Legrone, Michael Motes, Jacqueline Tall, and Lisa Finema. And bringing in five new distributors this pay period: Brian Harris. So congratulations to y'all for working, bringing in all those, bringing in people, helping them find their fit and advocate. That's the beauty of helping people sign up. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to try to go out and build the business. It just means that we help people get find their fit with an advocate. And our pin earners for the previous pay period, earning their silver pin is Amanda Harper, and earning the three-star gold pin is Kendra Verbeek. So congratulations to you. And now our new distributors in qualification for a new pin. Excited for these guys. Amy Sylvester, Olivia McCurley, and Sandy Foster are in qualification for silver. And in three-star gold qualification, Andrew and Karen Givens. Really super proud of them, as well as Lee and Kate. So what three-star gold means is an additional, think of this, an additional $36,000 to $50,000 a year into their family's budget. Additional. There's many people on this call, that's their salary. That's what they make. And at three-star gold, Andrew and Karen are going to be able to, that's what they're adding to their already income. And it's only on their way up. They're not definitely not stopping there. That's not the finish line by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. So we are full-blown into the Caribbean adventure. And one thing I've been encouraging everyone to do is to go out and to build, earn this trip, to keep things basic, to keep the basics, the main thing, the main thing. Advocare is all about the basics. So earning this Caribbean adventure is simply by helping new people build their business. Just go out and help new people. That's it. Help them find their fit and help them build, help them help people as well. And if you can do that, you're going to find yourself on the Caribbean adventure. So, and just launched today, just announced today, is Leadership School, April 24th and 25th. Now, here's what you, to, in order to qualify for Leadership School, it's very easy. All you've had to have done was to hit silver in one pay period. Not pin it, hit it. Okay? Let me explain what that means. Hitting silver, all you have to have done is be an active distributor, register. And to qualify, all you have to do is to be in qualification for the silver pin at least one time during from between January 7th and April 21st. Okay, since the first pay period of the year, all you have done is hit silver one time. So you can still do it. You don't have to average anything. You don't have to go out and hit a new pin or pin a pin. All you do is hit it. Hit silver. Now, what is silver? Silver is when you help an advisor bring in an advisor. Okay? When you help, let's make it even simpler. When you help an advisor on your team, when you underneath an advisor or two or three, underneath those advisors, you accumulate $3,000 of volume as well. Okay? So let's just say you have an easiest way is you've got one advisor and you help them bring in an advisor. And then you also have $1,000 of volume yourself. That's silver. That's it. So you do hit it one time, ask your mentor, ask your sponsor. They can explain it to you in greater detail what that looks like. And you can be in Dallas for Leadership School. And I can tell you, Leadership School out of all the schools is my favorite. Now, this is a select group of people. There's only going to be about 5,000 to 7,000 people there. It's like Success School used to be. There are breakout sessions. It's Friday night. And Saturday, it's over Saturday at 4. And we've got something very special planned for Saturday night for those of you on our team who are going, who earned the trip. I'm not going to spill the beans on it tonight, but you'll be seeing it in the next few days go out. But you want to go to Leadership School. This is for leadership. This is a deeper level of learning and building your advocate business. This is where last year I heard Jason Witten just floor me, just absolutely blew me away with what he trained on in the leadership room that day. So you want to register for that. All you have to have done is be an active advisor and had hit silver since January 7th. You can still do it. If you haven't hit silver yet, you can still do it. You have until April 21st, okay? And it's just a one-night stay. You can literally fly down Friday afternoon and fly back Saturday night. It is one night, and you want to be in that room. So go. Go get signed up. Early bird rate is going on right now. An early bird rate. Go get registered. Go get signed up for you and your spouse. Get your hotel room reserved. Get your carpool ready and get people in that room. You're going to want to be there. Okay? So without any further ado, I want to bring on my friend. Her and Michael Baker, Christine and Michael Baker, are phenomenal people. And they lead by example. They lead with integrity and with character. Mike Baker is somebody that I look up to in life, not just in Advocare. I look at him as a husband and as a father and as a leader, and he, to me, is somebody I want to be like. I look up to him tremendously, and they are servant leaders, have a huge servant's heart. They're a blast to be around. We laugh and have the best time. They've got some stories they can tell you about us, about me, really. Angela, just, she doesn't really have any bad things. I just kind of seem to always put my foot in my mouth. But we have a great time with them. So with that, Christine, thank you for being here with us tonight, and share with us what is on your heart.
Just a few years ago, all I wanted to do is come home and be with my kids. That was our purpose. And back then, that was going to take about $3,500 a month. And AdvoCare came in and we were able to do that, brought me home. And then this last year, we now gained Michael at home, which, you know, we should have did that a long time ago, because we've seen such tremendous growth with the both of us working this together. Just all of the lives that are attached to this journey, it's really quite overwhelming. It's not about the money. It's about the freedom that this has brought for us. You know, we are full-time parents. We're full-time spouses. And we get to volunteer and be a part of the, you know, our community, church, and school. And when we first heard of AdvoCare, we could barely pay our bills.
Yeah.
And here we are today, watching this blessing not only bless us and the people that have been a part of it, but for generations.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and just a privilege to share with you and to share with the champions on the line tonight. And, you know, I know you asked me to share my story, and really what I like to do is just kind of do that in a nutshell, basically just to let people know, you know, who we are, where we came from. I was full-time ministry. My husband worked nights, worked graveyard when AdvoCare found us, and he loved the energy right away. So did I. Ended up, you know, losing 5 dress sizes on the product. Loved the way we feel and felt, and still do 13 years later on the products. And so we love that part of AdvoCare. But, you know, what we saw in the very beginning was a couple that just had freedom, and we didn't. And I wasn't looking for a business. I wasn't looking for a hobby even. Did not have time for any of that. But what we were looking for was a way to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul and robbing Paul and everybody else. We needed to pay off some debt. And really got to a point in our journey where, you know, I wanted to get home with my kids. And I knew that I would always be involved in church activities and things that I know that, you know, I love to do and that I'm designed to do. But I, you know, I really wanted to do that in a way where it was just volunteer. And so AdvoCare was a vehicle to make that happen. About 9 years ago, you know, we were sitting right around the silver level, still working our jobs, and just had enough. It was time. It was go time. And there was no new product. There was no new anything going on in the company at that point. But there was something new inside of me, and my purpose just lit up. And I just got to a point where, you know, I knew if I kept going in the same direction, that I was going to have the same results, that I was going to have, you know, groundhog year every year. And my kids were growing up before my eyes. And so with that, within 2.5 months, we jumped from silver to 3-star gold, brought in about $3,500 a month that replaced my income. Have been home ever since, working, you know, AdvoCare part-time, being a full-time mom, full-time wife, doing the things that we love to do still. And then, of course, about 6 years ago, that brought Michael home as well. I earned his income. And, you know, we've been doing this side-by-side ever since. And, you know, now our average our average month is right about $25,000 a month, and we're just excited mostly about where we're headed. And so, and tonight, I know Jason had asked me really to share just to share a little bit about what we've done to create momentum, what we've done to see growth, not just for us, but of course for our team. And really, he said something that really triggered something in me. And he talked about a lot of people really looking just to take off, to take flight. I mean, you're ready, you're excited, you're all in, and here you go. And you know, my heart, my mind always shifts back to that time when we ran from silver to three star while I was still working, the things that we were, juggling to make that happen, and how it's been so worth it for sure. But the funny thing is those same things in the last about 4 to 6 months are also the things that are even causing a great wave of growth and momentum in our group right now. And so really I just kind of boiled it down to about three key things that I just wanted to pull out for the sake of time. And number one is this, you know, in order to take off, we've got to let go. That's a simultaneous thing. To go forward, we can't be holding on to anything from the past. And so I heard Danny McDaniel say this before, and it rings true still to this day, that if you want to go far and fast, you have to pack light. Pack light, let go of past mistakes, personal baggage, whether that's personal, whether that's business, whatever that is, anything that would try to keep our feet solid on the ground and not move forward. You know, I know what it feels like to feel like I want it so bad, but I feel like I'm walking through mud. You know, if you feel any of that right now, chances are you're holding on to something that you're meant to let go of. And whatever that is, it has to be defined by you. And, you know, sometimes it's just allowing yourself to get quiet to find out what that it is, and that is going to pay off big time. As you let go of that mentally, you make the decision to do that, you'll be able to move forward with speed. It could be forgiving someone. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, let go so that you can take off and you have permission to let go of that. And two, you know, the second thing would be is to just run. I mean, you have permission to absolutely run. There isn't any time or season in AvoCare or any PIN level that says, okay, you have permission to just, you know, stop. No, we are consistently wanting to retail, consistently looking to recruit, consistently moving forward, and of course, you know, we go through peaks and valleys and things like that. But this business is designed for great things to happen through those 90-day cycles. And you know, right now, you know, we're in that. In the first of the year, you know, we're going to all look up in April from what we're doing, and you know, I don't know what it is you're running or you're wanting or what you're looking at or what you're looking for, but only you can determine what it's going to look like, you know, in April or then again in July. What is it going to look like? And that's determined by what we're doing today. And when I say run, I just mean you have permission just to absolutely go tear it up. I mean, go talk to, you know, I mean, when we're hungry, when we're humble, when we're wanting to move to the next level, you know, I just – fully don't care if what comes out of my mouth is perfect. I mean, I just know if you're in front of me, I want to spark you. And I'm, if you're giving me 30 seconds, I'm going to get a story in you and a spark in you. And we'll just figure out how that's going to go. and some technical things in there, or some fundamental things in there, I guess, is, you know, just being willing to be realistic with the fundamentals as far as when I say run. You know, they say massive action solves all problems. How many people are we telling our story to on a daily basis? You know, are you having new distributors come in, right, on a pay period to pay period basis? Are you wearing your colors when you're out the door? I mean, you know, I get so intentional about this. I just have to say this. It was almost obnoxious, but I walked into a workout group here a few months ago, and I didn't know I did this, but I'm so all in that it just happened. And I walked into this workout group, and I seriously had not just one, but two people say, "Wow, what's AvoCare?" And it caught me off guard, and I kind of looked at what I was wearing. I had AvoCare on my pants. I had AvoCare hat. I had a big AvoCare water jug, and I had my AvoCare bag. And I thought, wow, I am really overdoing it here. Anyways, didn't recruit anybody that night, okay, but they sure did ask about what AvoCare was. But anyway, just not caring about being perfect or getting everything out right. But the point is just getting out amongst people, being willing to do things that, you know, we aren't necessarily comfortable in as well. But just getting out amongst people and sharing our story, at least, you know, for us, at least five times a day, whether that's through a three-way call, through somebody I've not talked to before, or through a fresh body in front of me. And number three would be having a mindset shift. I want to give you three strong beliefs that have been kind of like my quote-unquote mantra right now, and it always has been, you know, different things through, you know, pushing through valleys to the mountain top, and right now these three things are so strong inside of me, and I want to just share them with you. And because we believe that our mindset, whatever's going on the inside, really, you know, our belief, what's ticking on the inside is really like a magnet. And so we want that, whether it's negative or positive, right? And so here are three things that I've just been chewing on, hanging my hat on, and going for on a daily basis and reminding myself about on a daily basis. Number one, whatever it takes. Absolutely whatever it takes. You know, not like, oh, will I be comfortable there? Will I, do I even like doing that? You know, it might take a little bit of my time. You know, when it comes to networking groups and booths and, you know, getting out, trying different gyms and things like that, just doing whatever it takes to get amongst new people so I can share my story amongst new people and to move forward and to attract the people that we are looking for, to grow. And number two, I have a question I ask myself as I'm doing things, and it's this: is what I'm doing right now feeding my goal, or is it feeding my family? Because really the two go hand in hand. Is what I'm doing right now feeding my goal or my family? Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're just, you know, out sparking the nation all day long, 24 hours a day. I mean, we do AvoCare strong in pockets of time. But asking myself, is what I'm doing right here, you know, is this going to move me forward? And number three, the third thing, and this is just going to give you so much confidence heading out the door. I mean, you're just going to jump off right now and start talking to people, because I mean, this is just so strong inside of me, and it is the right mindset to have. Every time I get on a three-way call, every time I head out the door, go to a networking group, do a booth, whatever it is that I'm doing, a mixer in our home, or just a, oh, by the way, I met somebody, you know, along the way. This right here, this is going to fire you up. Get this down inside of you. I have what everybody wants. I have it. I have what everybody wants. See, that gives you so much confidence as you head out the door and say, thinking, well, I'm not sure if they're going to say yes or no, or if, you know, it just gets rid of all that fluff and really all the fear, and allows us to walk through a conversation, to connect with a stranger, to walk into a room, to, you know, start a mixer, to get on that three-way, to enter a two-on-one, to whatever situation that we're in. I'm going in with the mindset of, well, I'm not sure how this is going to, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going in with the mindset of, you know what, I know no matter what, I'm going to connect with this person. I know I have something. I have something to offer this person, because we have what everybody wants. And so that right there has really positioned us, those mindsets, to see some great growth over the, you know, last few months. And, really just personally, you know, our own PGV, you know, well over the 3K club, 4K club, 5K club, you know, over the last, consistent pay periods, and, new recruits coming on board, new advisors, and right now, you know, the activity that we're focused on, and for you guys that are brand new, just know this just never changes, but we are all focused on building that next block of three. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're not just doing activity for the sake of activity. We're out there looking for our champions and getting a whole bunch of people on a little bit of product along the way and finding those that want to run with us. And so whether it's 3-star or Ruby, building that next block of three, I mean, that's a substantial income that can bring great freedom. Or maybe you're at Ruby and you're building 6-star or, you know, 9-star, hitting, going for diamond, or, you know, maybe you're solidifying where you're at, whatever that might be. I know that's where we're at right now, and this has really brought on some great people. So, and Jason, I don't know if there's anything else you really want me to cover, but I'll say
I love what you just said. I love what you just said with I have what people want. I think we forget that. I think we're so... You know, I remember I've always heard Bob Donnelly say, this Advocare is not a less than company, you know, where we're not something that we need to be ashamed of. There's so much out there right now that Advocare has done for us as far as commercials and marketing that we don't have to be less than. When did that hit you? When that hit you in that moment? Like, I believe it too. I believe people are going to want to go out right now and just start sharing, or at least get on a 3-way call or a webinar. Invite people, go, wait a second, I'm the one that has what they want. They want what I have, not the other way around. I don't want 70-hour work weeks and never seeing my kids. I'm free. So what are ways for people to position themselves to use that in their mindset, but to speak it out verbally? In other words, to a friend that maybe this has already told them no, how do they reapproach that with that thought in mind, saying, wait, I have what you want, without obviously coming across like, you know, like a poo-poo head?
Right. Instead of being a magnet, then we start repelling people. I got it.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, this is just something that you know, I like to do. And before I get on a 3-way, or before I get into a 2-on-1, or before I pick up the phone to connect with somebody, you know, to get them into those situations, okay, because we still use the same things, the successes, just like everybody else, I will, for a moment, the best calls that I've had and the ones that have come across with that great mindset right there have been when I've just taken a moment and I will picture this person in their after. I will think of them. I will think about the benefit that AdvoCare, them benefiting from AdvoCare. I'll think about maybe the little bit that I know about them. And I have found in the conversations that I've had and the connecting that I've had, you know, through the years and especially through this season, that if I'm not just trying to be perfect and I'm not just trying to pitch, but I'm really trying to connect to somebody's heart and really change their life, I just need to say it. I just need to come out and say it. And so I'll connect with that person. And if I blew them away before, then I will say, you know what, I just totally did that wrong. And here, I just want you to hear my heart on this. I mean, I've not had anybody just go, no, I don't want to hear your heart. Because I'm being genuine. And I'll just say, I really don't know if this is for you or not. But listen, based on what I know and what you've shared with me before, this is what I see. This is how I see AdvoCare benefit. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe you are debt-free. I don't know. But for us, and then this is where I insert a story or I insert somebody else's story, but coming from the heart and just saying, this is why I'm thinking about you, instead of him hawing around and trying to sound great and all that. And then just knowing we have the answer.
So it's not so much about trying to be perfect with word choices and trying to, you know, to say the right thing or come across those ways. Because I think a lot of people get on a 3-way phone call or try to set up a 2-on-1 or something, or invite someone to a mixer, and they just freeze simply because they feel like, well, I'm going to say something wrong. And I think it's more about the heart, like you're saying, than it is what you're saying. It's, can they feel my intentions?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And learning to speak, you know, Jenny talks about vision and learning to speak with vision. And when we know that vision is just a picture of a preferred future, that's what I try to get in my mind, and that's what I try to paint when I'm talking. You know, not something just mystical and cloudy and just untouchable, but something very real that I can see, and I just verbalize it. And, you know, whether that's for them or not, I don't know, and I love to say that too, but I just say, you know, you won't know unless you get on the phone, and I want you to hear these stories tonight live. I want you to hear it from these people. You know, come on over. you know, or whatever, whatever I'm inviting them into. And so it's a genuine invitation. And, you know, who knows? And then here's the other thing I like to add to that is, listen, and if it's not for you, that's totally fine. But you may know someone. You may know someone that is in a desperate situation like we came from, or, you know, like the people that I'm helping right now, or, you know, and I'm sharing the different stories of, you know, just the newer people right now over the last, you know, 90 days that, you know, have gotten the bonus under their belt and getting silver under their belt, and, you know, moving on and reaching for 3-star gold, people that have had 5-6 jobs between them. I mean, you know, that may not be you, but you might know someone, and we have an answer for them, and so and we'll help them out.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I do appreciate you so much speaking into our team tonight and just giving us so much that we can eat on and chew on. And I love it that everything you said from the newest person to the savviest veteran can take this and run with it, because it helps. But it's one of the things that Angela and I are focused on in our own personal business is just sticking with the basics. We can, you know, we can get so enamored with a lot of things out there that we forget that it's just some basic things, like Charlie said, that are going to build this business and build it far. So we absolutely adore you and Michael and love y'all from the bottom of our heart. Can't wait to see you soon and give our very best to him and to the kids. And we'll talk again real soon.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, I just have to say one more thing. You know, I know people on the call right now, you're familiar with Jason Angel. You might be, you know, brand new to the team. You might have been with them now since the beginning. Wherever you're at, you know, it is worth you hearing this again, because I know sometimes familiarity just is what it is. But listen, if Jason and Angela were my mentors and my sponsors in this business, I had a strong desire to move from where I am to Ruby or to the next blocker or wherever it is that you're wanting to advance in any way, shape, or form, I would be lighting their phones up. I mean, I would be booking so many 3-way phone calls and 2-on-1s and different things, and I would be using them because they have a tremendous story. They have great experience, but their heart for people that we have seen and we have watched, I mean, you guys have great leadership, and they are willing to get in the trenches, they are willing to work for you, and you know that is a blessing. Don't ever take that for granted. And so, anyways, but you know, he who blows up Jason's phone the most wins. So that's about it. So
awesome.
Thank you
well,
for having me.
I do appreciate that. Now that's it. It's humbling and it's awesome, and just getting to know y'all and knowing y'all, we're better for it. So have a great night tonight out there on the West Coast, and keep us in mind. And if I can ever return the favor, I will.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Mhm. Bye bye.
Wow. What a great bit of training. I mean, my goodness, there was so much there. I'm just that Christine gave us. That's why I love hearing her pour into us. And I hope that you caught all that. I hope you caught the basics, the mindset. That's something that's big to me is just understanding the mindset of business. This business is built from the neck up. It has nothing to do with your – I mean, you build a product story and you create that, but you know what? You've got to figure out how to win in your head. And what Christine talked about, with knowing that I have what people want. You don't have to be afraid and fearful to share what you have. As long as you stay humble and you speak with strength and courage and keep them first, AdvoCare can be something, it is something for everybody. So that was awesome. This call will be live on our live page that you're listening to on our website for the next couple of days. You want to go back and listen to this training, it's right there. It's also always on our app. Don't forget the Greater app. Promote that to your team. Promote that to your new guys. Download the Greater app, either in the Android or Apple platforms. Either one is great. All of our midway, all of our team calls are all immediately uploaded to there. About 90 days worth, 3 months worth in circulation. So these are always there for you to use for your own benefit, listening to as you're going down the road. getting your new guys on. Just don't forget, keep plugging the app. We have over 500 distributors using it now. Let's just keep going. That's just it is a perfect in-hand tool for everyone to have. So thanks for joining us tonight. We had a great, great call. I cannot wait to see you blow it up this pay period and keep it going. So have a great night. Don't forget, tomorrow night's mixer that I was going to do at my house will be online, all of you to use. It'll be an absolute online mixer. I'll go over product, go over business, and introduce people how to get to Advisor. So gather people in your house, get them online. Let's see if we can't get 500 to 1,000 people on this very page watching this tomorrow night. So with that, have a great night. I'll talk with you soon. I'm a real life champion.